Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Sfas Tom from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Dalid. A new discussion. Until now, we've been discussing the punishments that will happen to a person here in Olam Hazeh if a person steals. Now we'll be discussing the punishments that will happen to a person in Olam Haba, Lasilavoi, if he steals and does not fix his Aveira. And we know, to begin with, that even a person on Yom Kippur, he fasts, and he says vidui, he bangs his heart. If he doesn't mefayes, appease his friend who he stole from, his aveira is not atoned for. I want to share with you a maisa that's not brought down here from the Chavetz Chaim, but rather from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. There was a bacher in the yeshiva of Volozhin who was sick. He wasn't well, and he had to go home. Rav Chaim Volozhiner asked another bach to go with him and help him go, take him home. And they traveled to this person's house. On the way traveling to his house, they had to stop off at an inn. And they spent one night there and then continued the next day to this person's, the bach's house. The bach went to his house. The other bach came back to yeshiva. And unfortunately, the bach who was not well, he was nifter. Now, Rav Chaim Volozhiner was a person that's very difficult for us to relate to, of his godliness, of his greatness. Sometime later, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who had a yeshiva that was learning 24 hours a day, there were always chavrusas, always people learning the Beis Medrash. One night, Rav Chaim is walking in the yeshiva, and this bacher that was nifter appears to him. Now, for the average person, it would probably scare him tremendously, but this is Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim says to him, "What are you doing here? What are you doing back here?" And the bacher says, "After I was nifta, I went up to Bezen Shemailo. I was about to be accepted with a red carpet and all the great things. Baruch Hashem, they were about to accept me. However, there was one thing that was holding me back from going to Gan Eden." He said, "The one night my friend and I stayed at the inn, we owed the innkeeper some money. And they have tainas on me, and they said, if that money is not paid up, you can't come back in here. You can't go up to Shemayim. So they gave me permission to come back to you and tell you I need help." And of course, Rav Chaim Volozhiner took care of the problem, and the bach was able to go up to Shemayim. It's a scary maisa. Here you have a bacher who was a tremendous chosh of a bacher, but they were going to hold him out of going up to Shemayim because of that one theft that took place by mistake. Mitzvah Hashem continued to discuss the punishments here in Perek Dalet, the Chavetz Chaim elaborates on, that will befall a person, chas v'shalom, if he does not do tshuva here in this world for the theft that Rahman al-Tzlan he might have done.